time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into hour number two on this Friday, September 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a bunch of text messages during the break wanting to know the results of Brett Gooding's Emmett County Commissioner's race yesterday. They did the recount, and a good thing that he and Tammy, his wife, voted for him. He won by two votes. His vote and her vote defeated the incumbent county commissioner. Brett Gooding will be sworn in after the first of the year. So greatly appreciate you guys asking for that information, and there you go. Joining us on the line right now, Pastor Chatfield, with a history lesson discussion. What do you got in store for us today, sir?
History of spying. I sent that to you, but I couldn't tell if it actually went through. History of spying. And not that I know a whole lot about this subject, but I do know that it's gone on forever. And I usually hold this off to the end. I'm going to say it now. But, you know, there's been recent hearings about this country or that country interfering in our elections. And how dare they? And listen, things like this, will every country will do what they do for their own perceived best interest. And that is the way that is. Every country does it. The police do it. Political parties do it. It's what's done. It is the way of the world. There was a Wall Street Journal reporter that was kept in confinement in Russia forever. And I know Fox News was making a big deal about that, as was the Wall Street Journal, because he was a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And they're saying this is just terrible, that Russia has put this guy in jail and on trumped-up spying charges. Unlike 10 years ago or 20, when I was a little more, I'm still patriotic, but I don't know. Were they trumped up? How would I know? Well, don't you trust the FBI, Pastor Chatfield? No, I don't trust the FBI.
Exactly.
I don't know. Neither do I know that he was a spy or not a spy. But we do know that nations spy on each other, try to fix elections, try to overthrow governments, try to get behind coup d'etats. Of course, we've done it. We did it with the Cuban government, the Bay of Pigs fiasco. I mean, Kennedy was trying to overthrow the government of Fidel Castro, 1962. Of course, we did that. The CIA was involved in that. We were spying. We were trying to interfere with the another country. It happens all the time. It happens in politics. The most famous political spying that failed was Watergate, when some Republicans operatives went into the Watergate hotel there in Washington, D.C., and tried to get information on exactly what the Democrats were doing. They got caught. Eventually, it brought the downfall of Richard Nixon back in 1972. That's when the spying happened. I mean, they broke in. They were trying to steal some secrets. Does anybody actually think that's the only time something like that happened? No, it's just the only time they happened, they got caught, which is the big rule in spying and in espionage and in this. If you're going to do it, man, you better don't get caught.
Definitely don't get caught, yes.
Don't get caught. But that is the way it is during Eisenhower's administration. Well, we'll stop there.
Yeah. Talking about spying, how it's been happening forever. We're going to talk more about it with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about the history of spying, and you started to go down Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Right. He was president. Here we are in near the end of his administration. And 1960, a couple of guys had a spy plane over Russia, Soviet Union. And it was shot down, and they captured a couple of guys. And here we got, and they paraded them out. These guys were shot down in a spy plane. Eisenhower came out, and he said these words: "Yeah, you get your hand caught in the cookie jar, you might as well admit it. Yeah, we were spying. Of course we spy. Every country spies. And understand this. We spy on everybody. Oh, we would never spy on an ally. Yes, we would. We've known that Israel has spied on us. And do you think that we tell Israel everything, one of our closest allies? We don't tell them everything. Now, when it's our benefit, we will share intelligence. And when we think it's not to our benefit, we won't share intelligence. Spying is what you do as a country. Now, George Washington made this point in his farewell address. He says, don't expect preferential treatment for other countries because you've helped them. They're not going to help you back. And Washington, during the Revolution, he used spies. He sent out Nathan Hale, dressed up as a Dutch school teacher, to find out the movements of the British Army. He got caught, and that's when Nathan Hale says, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." He was executed.
Yeah.
We execute people, and there's different rules for spies. During World War II, the Germans sent over some men dressed in civilian uniforms who were German but could speak very fluent English without an accent. They were caught. We put them up against the wall, and FDR had them shot. That's what you do with spies. You shoot them.
Yeah.
So when somebody gets put in jail being accused of spying, well, I used to always think, and maybe this is true, but I simply don't know. Well, when we arrest somebody in the United States for spying, that's because they were spying. But when somebody from the United States gets arrested in the Soviet Union or Russia or China or wherever, those are trumped up charges. Well, maybe, but maybe not. Of course we have spies. And you don't admit, generally speaking, you don't admit that, oh, yeah, so-and-so was a spy.
That's right.
It's not the way it works.
Yeah.
I got a story here from the Bible. This will take me the rest of this segment, I suppose, to explain this. But so David is king, and he had a very bad episode with Bathsheba, or he'd lusted, he committed adultery, then basically he had her husband, Uriah the Hittite, murdered. David did. Not exactly, but sort of. You know the Bible story. He sent him out in a battle and withdrew and told Joab to withdraw from Uriah the Hittite, and he gets murdered. He gets killed in battle, and David thinks he gets away with it, but he doesn't. He's exposed, and it creates a lot of bad feelings a lot of places, and it kind of, for the rest of David's life, it hurts him. He has a son, Absalom, who is a good-looking young man, dark-haired, and he gets it in his heart that he wants to be king. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 15, Absalom prepared chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him, that he plans out this whole elaborate coup d'etat. He's going to take over. And David doesn't see it coming. David doesn't think his own son would do this, but he was wrong. So here's Absalom. He's sitting at the gate of the king. I mean, in other words, within the courtyard somehow near where David was ruling. And he said, when anybody would come in with a problem, he would say, "See, thy matters are good and right. There is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." And Absalom said, moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath a suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." Man, my dad just dropped the ball on this. If I were made king, I would make sure justice was done. And he did this from year to year. And the Bible says, so Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. He organizes a plot to declare himself king. And the Bible says in verse 10 of 2 Samuel 15, but Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel. Okay, I'm going to declare myself king in Jerusalem. And when you hear the trumpets, I mean, everybody's going to say, Absalom is king, Absalom is king. And the Bible says the conspiracy was strong. He had a lot of spies. This is well planned out. And he is basically taking over. He forces King David to flee Jerusalem. And there's a lot of the details of this are good. But one of the advisors of David, who helps Absalom, functions as a spy, had been functioning as a spy for Absalom, was a guy named Ahithophel, very, very smart. And Ahithophel was related to Bathsheba. He had something personal against David. He didn't like him. And so David and his core group of men and soldiers that remain loyal to him, they flee Jerusalem. And then David finds out that Ahithophel is among the conspirators. David prays the prayer, "Oh Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." Because he thinks, man, because when Ahithophel gave advice, it was good advice. I mean, I'm not saying it was righteous advice, but it was smart, because he was very smart. So, David runs into, or the Bible says, when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshiped God, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him. Now, Hushai was another counselor and a good friend of David, and he didn't go along with it. And when this happened, he ripped his clothes and threw dirt on his head to say, "I am not going along with this." And he says, "I'll go with you, David." And David says, "No, don't go with me. You won't help me here. Here's what I want you to do, Hushai. Return to the city and say to Absalom, 'I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been my father's servant heretofore. So will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel.'" So he sends back another guy, Hushai, who tells Absalom, "I'm with you, Absalom, I'm with you." And when Absalom asks him, says, "Well, you do this to your friend?" He says, "Well, as I served your father, I'll serve you." And Absalom doesn't perceive it. He doesn't perceive that Hushai is a spy for David. And so things are going well for Absalom. He's got the majority of the people on his side. He asks advice of Ahithophel. And Ahithophel says, "Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and they'll rise and pursue it after David this night. Let me go after him right now. I'm going to go after just David, just him, and we'll take him out, and then you'll be able to consolidate your power. I'm going to kill only the king. We're not going to have a massive war here," because Ahithophel knew that if David could get out into the countryside, he could raise an army again. Okay? And so Absalom listens to Ahithophel, but then he says, "Well, let me hear what Hushai says." Absalom says to Hushai, "What do you think, Hushai?" Hushai says, "The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time." No. Right now is not the thing to do. Here's what you do, Absalom. Take your time, gather up a huge army, and sweep upon David and just destroy him and anybody that's with him. Go after him in mass. Ahithophel knew that was bad advice, but it was fake advice. It was fake on purpose, because Hushai and Ahithophel were both smart, and they knew this was not the way to go. This was so bad that after Ahithophel sees that Absalom takes that advice, he goes home, writes out of his last will and testament, puts his house in order, and hangs himself and kills himself, because he knows, "I'm doomed, because this will never work. This will never work." So there's a gigantic battle, and David is able to go out into the countryside, and he's got the experienced soldiers on his side. It's called the Battle of Mount Ephraim, and he is able to retain his monarchy and defeat the armies of Absalom. And he didn't want his son Absalom killed, but Joab does kill him. And so it's just conspiracies, spying, even within a family. It is what it is. It is the way of the world. Every country in the world has a secret service. I'm told now, did a little reading in this, there are 13 different spy agencies in the United States. Now, the United States, or at least 13 different intelligence gathering agencies, I'll call them, within different departments. Everybody's got their spies. And I would imagine they spy on each other, too. I would imagine that there's people in the military that don't trust the CIA and vice versa. There are a lot of people who don't trust each other. That's the way it works. Now, the United States was the last country to get involved in the spying business. But history is just full of this. The Gestapo during Nazi Germany, Cheka, the KGB, you spy. Countries spy on each other. They spy on friends. They spy on their own people. Now, we've got laws set up in this country that are supposed to prevent, spying on American citizens. But we are now somewhat suspect of that, especially after 9/11. And we're coming up close to, again, another anniversary of 9/11 because of the threat of terrorism. We do spy on each other, and you get theoretically supposed to get court orders and go through the courts. But we've learned in the last few years that there's so much disinformation out there. And then when for instance, as you know more about this than I do, that when President Trump or Donald Trump, I think at the time, was accused of helping being a part of the Russian disinformation and he was spying for Russia. I mean, and all these former intelligence agents, Russia's helping Trump and Trump is complicit with Russia. It was all made up. They were all telling lies. And they're expert liars. They're practice liars. It's a bad way that we're
in. Did you happen to see the attorney general with the FBI director giving testimony in Congress, I believe it was yesterday. Did you happen to catch that?
Yes, I did. And it kind of put seed in my eyes and saying, like, oh, wow, block him. Russia's trying to interfere in our elections. Duh.
Right.
And again, maybe everything they said yesterday is true. It's very possible. Or the day before yesterday. Fine. Yeah. Maybe it's true. But I'm not so sure either. I don't know. Excuse me if there's any intelligent agents listening to your program. If your program rises to the point of a threat, when we see you guys, like you did, all the things you did to former President Trump and President Trump and Donald Trump before he was president.
And what they're still doing, trying to do to him today while he's running for president.
Right. And so I know what you did. You weren't telling the truth. So what makes you think that I'm going to believe you now? Now, the fact of the matter is they might be telling the truth. I'm just saying I've lost confidence in them. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And spies, their business is lying. Listen, police departments have spies. They send in spies into organized crime to find out what they're doing. They work undercover. What do you think they are? They're spies. That's what they do. That is the way of the world. It's throughout the scriptures. It's throughout history. It is the way it is. So there you go when it comes to spying. Now, I want to believe the FBI, and I want to believe that we're the good guys always. I want to believe that. But, and maybe we are, but yeah. I've lost confidence. Is that illegal for me to say I've lost confidence?
Not at all. Got a couple of text messages. They haven't executed anyone for treason since 1952. Maybe it needs to be done more often now. Absalom was to David as Ishmael was to Abraham. Maybe we can talk about that on the other side. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.